The Jews have had their ups and downs after settling down in the Promised Land, and they are painfully aware that they have brought their mishaps on themselves. Is there any relief in sight? They know from their zigzag history that bad times always give way to good times. The pattern of their holiness is to rely on the joys of the good times that they know are eventually coming their way from the hands of their caring God. So once again, God's reliable forecasters, the prophets, always seem to be at hand to provide some good news. This is what we hear from the prophet Zephaniah today, some good news. He foresees some relief from their enemies, whom the Jews always seem to have at hand. But unlike King Ahaz at the time of Isaiah the prophet, these Jews at the time of a later prophet, Zephaniah, take in all the good news he is announcing to them and overcome their enemies with no further misfortunes to fear. As Mary enters Elizabeth's home to congratulate her on her delayed pregnancy, Mary in turn is caught in a deluge of praise from Elizabeth at Mary's own pregnancy. Whereas Ahaz was unwilling to take a chance and maybe get his fingers burnt, these two women were just the opposite, willing to take that chance. Does holiness depend on taking chances? Of course, their time will come. Each woman will see her son brutally killed. But by then, they will each be embedded in faith, hope, and love in God. Each of these women trusted, but they did take a chance.